looking at increasing temperatures and moisture ahead of the cold front now moving in through northwestern Iowa. So ahead of that, it's a very warm, very moist air mass that should help to assist to break the cap of warm air aloft. Along with that, we have plenty of forcing with the cold front that's pushing along. With those two combined, we're seeing storms firing up currently in northwestern Iowa. They are currently producing some pretty strong wind gusts. We're seeing reports over 60 mile an hour. Where hazards here, we could see damaging wind gusts, torrential rainfall, and the potential for isolated tornadoes. But those would the isolated tornadoes are going to be relatively scarce, but the chance is non-zero.
And as far as the timing for this, when we're talking about western Illinois and eastern Iowa today, what are we talking about?
Generally, in eastern Iowa, we could start to see these storms moving into our area around noon to 1 p.m., and then generally hitting the Quad Cities area around 1 o'clock to 2 p.m., and then moving out of our area by 5 o'clock p.m.
And then what kind of weather conditions are kind of behind this for the remainder of the week?
Well, directly behind this, it's going to cool off a little bit for the evening, so we'll have a pleasant evening once this passes through. From today on, we're still looking at temperatures into the mid to upper 80s, so it's going to be relatively warm still, nice seasonal weather. Going to be relatively moist. We have some moderate dew points within the 60s. So with both of those combined, we can see the daily chance for showers and storms, but they're going to be relatively isolated in nature.